Stuck inside for weeks with pent-up energy, many of us are finding new ways to stay fit, and some of us are taking it to extremes.
Hello, everyone. This is going to be the live feed. We're about time. It's 9 o'clock, so I'm going to start off. All right. Without further ado.
That is Matt LeBlanc in Somersworth, New Hampshire, about to run a marathon in his backyard. He joins us now for a little post-race analysis. Matt, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So I watched that video. I should note your backyard, while absolutely lovely, is not gigantic. Describe the course.
Well, it's flat, at least. It is a...
That's something.
Yes, it is something. It was 200-foot loop, so 222-foot circumference around. It's not much. It was grass and just a small backyard.
Yeah. And you ran the... I mean, you ran that 200-foot loop for hours. How long did it take you?
It ended up being around 4 hours and 40 minutes. Yeah. I had to do 623 loops to make it a marathon. It was definitely... got to know the backyard very well.
I can imagine. Were you changing direction every few laps? My knees are feeling this as you're talking.
That was definitely the hardest part. The corners, there were definitely sharp corners. Yeah, every 5 miles, I switched it up, and I would turn it around, and I went the other way. And my legs definitely were thankful for that every time I did.
Now, I'm told that you're a teacher. You teach special ed. And I understand the inspiration for this came from a middle school math class that you teach. Tell me the story.
Yeah, so when we're switching over to remote learning, New Hampshire, when we're starting to switch over from brick and mortar to the remote learning, we had to come up with some kind of on the fly, some different ways to learn. And so I started trying to think of different real world math problems I could come up with for my students. One of the things that came to my head since I run so much was to try to figure out how many laps it would take to run a marathon in my backyard. And it started off just theoretical, but it ended up being turning out to be a little bit more realistic pretty quick.
Very real indeed. So how many laps did you need to run?
623 ended up being the amount of laps. Yeah, so 623 times around.
Are you still having nightmares about this, or are you glad you did it?
I'm really glad I did it. It was definitely very inspiring because I had a... we had it live on YouTube, so people were shouting out comments, and my wife was actually yelling them out to me as I ran around. It was the first marathon I've ever done where I actually had someone be able to talk to me the whole time, so that was kind of nice.
But it was definitely mind numbing.
What was that? I'm sorry.
She was pacing you in a way.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, while sitting in a chair, it was kind of nice.
And you managed to raise some money. How much did you raise, and where did you send that money?
Yeah, I raised $2,240, and was able to raise that for the local food bank here in Somersworth. It helps four surrounding small towns.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations. Do you get to take some time off from running, or are you back at it?
I'm back at it. I took 3 days, and then I was kind of back on running around. And part of the reason why I ran in the backyard was to try to raise awareness just to stay local and stay home. Yeah. The running community, we're all disappointed that our races are canceled for the year, most of us in the spring. But there's still ways to try to give back to the community.
You have blazed the trail for us all. Matt LeBlanc of Somersworth, New Hampshire. He ran an entire marathon in his backyard. Matt, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.